Okay, so every night around 9, you'll go check out Hacker Media, and I'll go check out your mom. This has been Dirty Dirkelson, Durka Durka Road, Holland, signing off.
This is Uberlito number 16. Finally got a mixer, but guess what? I don't have a microphone that works with it. Isn't that fantastic? I've thrown out the show notes for this episode because there's something that needs to be talked about. It's a pressing matter. It's of great importance, etc., etc. We're all familiar with the Iraqi war. All the fun politics and stuff that goes along with that. Who really cares? That's for noobs. Caring about things is for noobs when it has to do with politics. That's how it is. But anyways, kind of sucks. People over there in the dirt, in the sun, and pretty harsh conditions. You're getting shot at. You have not a lot of armor, not much separating you from a bullet and your skin. If you follow tech news at all, you'll notice that China, I supposedly they want to put a moon base up there. I don't know, 15 years. I don't see that happening, but let's say for example it happens 15-20 years, some country that we're not necessarily friends with, or really don't like them, besides shipping all our manufacturing to them, but besides that, what happens if they go and put a moon base, or really do anything in space we haven't? What happens when really there's any new resource, or anything to be conquered? We fucking go to war. How this relates to war is, we go to war. And you may have noticed I said in space. Yes, in space. It's inevitable. See, I, being the geeky, nerdy type person that I am, there's no way I'm going to any foreign country with a gun. It's not gonna happen. Maybe I can go over there and punch a few buttons on a computer. But, no guns for me. But, if I had the opportunity to go fly a space fighter, I would fucking do it. Or, even if I can't get to that level, because I know in the Air Force you have to have perfect vision, which I don't, and you have to have all those crazy stuff, you have to have really good grades, and blah, 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 blah. I don't have that. Maybe I would somehow social engineer my way into the space craft league squadron thing. I would somehow do it, but if not, I would even run around on the moon with a space chute if I could have a gun. Maybe not even a laser gun. I'd go for a laser gun. Naturally, you need laser guns in space. That would be a requirement. I'm sorry. But if not, hey, I'll cut a few corners. But the thing is, I want to have a goddamn space war. We've gone long enough without a fucking space war. We're in year 2004, almost 2005. Why are we not creating more space weaponry? We have some, what? We have some satellite things up there that we're making or something that will shoot down ballistic missiles. Ballistic missiles have been around forever. Who cares? They're old. And if other countries are building spaceships and that sort of thing, you sit up there in the atmosphere and you throw a few, whatever you want, shoot whatever kind of missile you want at whatever country you want, because you're in space. And while you're up there, you can just destroy whatever satellites you want anyways. But all kidding aside, this is going to happen. You have to realize this. There are things in space that are probably pretty cool that people want. I'd like a house on the moon, at the very least. I don't really feel like mining minerals. I'd like maybe to have a house on the moon. What happened? That's happened time and time again throughout history. Hey, I want to build a house here. No, I want to build a house here. Bam, 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 big fucking war. And it's going to happen in space. It's going to kick total ass. So, you may not like George Bush because he did the whole Iraq war thing. But if there's any president that says, hey, we have to go fucking launch some nukes at Mars because there's somebody over there. Go with it. Just kind of go with it. Doesn't matter. Don't worry about any kind of proof. That sort of thing. Just do it. Because when you get to fly a spaceship, a space fucking ship with lasers, you'll be thanking me. This is Kizzle. You've been listening to Uber Lato 16. Goodbye.